This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. I don't know what it's like where you are. Here in the center of the universe, Ashland, the skies look like they could open up and just have huge downpours any moment now. And stepping outside of the former plaque shack, now the, well, whatever it is, it feels like it, but it's not raining. And I'm telling you, we could all use the rain. Your lawn is not supposed to come in an extra crunchy variety like a chicken thigh from KFC, but that's where we are right now. It's just nuts. Did I mention to you that Heidi's musical chalet was, in fact, delivered on Saturday? Oh, if you haven't seen what Picture Perfect Sheds was able to do for her, you need to jump online and take a look. I've got them up all over my social media, the photos. I know Heidi shot some photos as well as videos. Heidi, as you know, is a photographer, and as such, she does photography. Yeah. All right. And she has a number of photos as well as a number of videos and some beautiful, beautiful stuff. So now it's time to decorate the inside and make the inside perfect. So she is picking out some paints. We'll get our friends from Serta Pro Painters, I believe, to come in and do the painting there and take care of the inside of the shed. And we will do everything that we need to do. I say we as if I'm involved. I'm not involved at all. Many of us inside of Casa Katz are now wondering if, in fact, we will ever see Heidi in the main house again. There's a distinct possibility that, well, that we won't. That she'll just always be in her place. And it's beautiful. God, you can see the outside. So, again, take a look and you'll enjoy that. Can I say thank you to someone who just made the weekend so much better for us? You know about my friend Emily Morrissey, right? Emily Morrissey, Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. She is an absolute Central Virginia gem. And we had the opportunity yesterday. We actually went to the Morrisseys and hung out for a little bit and had some great dinner because Dan is just a great chef. But no offense to Dan or Kristen or PJ, who are wonderful human beings. They are truly credits to the human race. But Emily and her smile, of course, are what make things special. And Emily and my Julia, once again, just had such great fun together. And their two smiles, I'm telling you, I don't care how much rain you're going to get, it will provide you with a gigantic sunny sky. So I just wanted to say thank you to my pal Emily at emilysbracelets.com for just, you know, smiling as we're all waiting for the heavens to open up with this torrential downpour. So I want to give you a second here, Germ, if we are ready. I know we got all sorts of goofy weather stuff that's going on because somebody somewhere is getting the rain that we in Ashland would like right about now. Donna Brazile was on one of those talking head shows. Just take a listen to this cut number one.
Don, it's all hypothetical, but let's talk about the possibilities if President Biden does indeed decide to step aside. Foregone conclusion that Kamala Harris gets the nomination?
It would be very difficult to replace somebody who's been vetted, who knows the job, has done a tremendous, I think she's done a tremendous job. And to ask the delegates elected to the convention, who are Biden-Harris supporters, to bypass Kamala Harris because some Republicans and a few others may not like her. It would be political malpractice. As I tell everyone, Kamala Harris has earned the right to be considered if, I mean, we got a lot of what-if scenarios, but she's strong, she's down in Louisiana, she was able to, she had a rally last night with 60,000 people. I've heard from so many folks, including my family, they say she's fired up and ready to go, and they're not going to replace her.
Okay. Now, I must ask you, I don't know, is it Miss Brazil or Mrs. Brazil or... Well, I mean, because I want to be respectful. Donna, if I may call you Donna. Donna, when and where did this Kamala Harris rally with 60,000 people take place? When and where? Are you talking about, I think she mentioned Louisiana, didn't she? Okay, so I think what she's trying to sort of allude to is this Essence magazine event. And the Essence magazine holds something they call the Festival of Culture, which is really a big concert. And that was held inside the Superdome in New Orleans the other night. And Friday night, Kamala Harris came out on the stage and said hello. And that was pretty much it. And she, for the most part, didn't screw up saying hello. But, you know, Kamala Harris always travels with a gigantic, big serving bowl of word salad and dispenses it as needed or not. But she said hello. That, at the Superdome, had about 50,000 people. So is that what you're talking about? Because the other thing that Kamala Harris was part of was something called the chief-to-chief discussion, where she had a brief discussion, and now we have to really ask whether the questions were provided ahead of time, to the CEO of Essence magazine. But that was not a rally either. It was an event that had, at maximum, 500 people. So 500 people is exactly 1/120th of the number of people that Donna Brazil said was at this big Kamala Harris rally in Louisiana. So neither one of these things was a Kamala Harris rally, and neither one of these things actually had 60,000 people. A lot like everything else that has to do with Joe and his vice president, it's just not true.
Come on, man.
Well, there's more stuff that is not true than is true with you. It just didn't happen. How about cut number four?
Mr. President, I've never seen a president at 36% approval get reelected.
Well, I don't believe that's my approval rate. That's not what our polls show.
And if you stay in and Trump is elected and everything you're warning about comes to pass, how will you feel in January?
I feel as long as I gave it my all and I did the goodest job as I know I can do, that's what this is about.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, really, if you did it, the is bestest the same as goodest? I always get confused. I can't keep, well, whatever. I mean, he did what he could do. He gave it the old college try. This is what is so damn funny about all of these nitwits who are just trying to be good and gooder and gooderer and goodest. Here's what's funny about it. They have positioned this election as the end of America as we know it. If the mean orange guy... Oh, wait a minute. We do have to point out which orange guy is bad, right? Because Joe Biden... Man, he looked like a piece of Florida exported citrus on that Snuffleupagus chat, didn't he? They took all their magical markers out and colored him in orange. But I think when they say, the, you know, the orange guy, they're talking about Donald Trump. But anyway, I digress. If, in fact, it's really what they've said it is, which is that if Donald Trump is elected, it's the end of the nation as we know it. Democracy is dead. And here you have Joe Biden saying, well, you know, if I run and I lose, as long as I did the goodest job I could do, ice cream. So is it really this threat a democracy, which, by the way, we don't have. We're a representative republic, or is it what's behind door number two? I don't know. But it is nice to see all of these national legacy news media hacks twisting in the wind because they created this. They covered for this guy for years. They told you, they told me, hey, there's nothing wrong here. How dare you say anything? And now, well, everybody's seen it. You can't unsee it. You and I will see what happens, though. 414, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.